can only imagine what you've been going through with your shot catching, Brian. What had the last, what's the last day and a half been like for you, starting with when it happened?
Well, as soon as it happened, it was kind of a shock. You know, I didn't see exactly where it hit him. I just saw him drop down and saw him start bleeding, and you know, you could see he wasn't feeling great. And you never want to be the one to injure another player, whether it's an opponent or a teammate. So I've never been in that situation before, and it shook me up a little. But the guys and, you know, the coaches and the medical staff, they kind of, you know, they kind of picked me up a little. It was a 1-1 game, so still had to finish that. But, yeah, you know, I texted him right after the game and talked to him yesterday. And he's doing all right, so, you know, it's doesn't feel great. I know stuff like that can happen, but we're good.
Looks like one of the trainers was giving you a talk there right soon after. What kind of yeah. words did he say that helped?
No, he was just kind of, because he went in with Brian, and then he came back out and kind of told me what was going on to calm me down a little, because I didn't know how bad it was. I did feel that Brian was skating out a little by himself as well. It wasn't just me and Mollet helping him out. But still, I didn't know exactly what was going on, so that was kind of it.
This would be a run here, Nick, with just all kinds of bizarre freak injuries, but some where guys have, you know, in practice and in warm-ups and things like that. How do you explain that? Just a run of terrible luck here for the team?
Shit happens. Yeah, I mean, we have some injuries right now. We got to find a way to battle through it. We got some young guys that have come up and have done their job. So doesn't change our game. We need to bounce back next game. That's the way it is.
You think of that new rookie center skating with you today?
I've played with him as a center before, and he's not as bad as he thinks he is. So, no, I'm. It's a great line that they put together there. I think in practice today we had some chemistry out there, but you know, everyone's played together at least once, so we're excited. We're going to use our speed as much as we can, because I think that's the strength of all three. So we're excited for it.
What does Blake do well at center? You've played with him now before. Is he?
Well, he's in practice today. For example, the 3-on-2s. I know there's not a lot of 3-on-2s in hockey, but you know, he comes with that speed and takes it up the middle, passes it out to one of the sides, and goes straight to the net. You know, he's like I said, a good skater, so we're going to try and use that as much as we can.
How much does communication, how important is it, especially when you guys have, you know, not only a new look line, but playing a position that doesn't typically?
Communication is very important. You know, in all three zones and in every detail of the game. So we're going to try and talk on and off the ice as much as we can during games, during practice, and hopefully that can help us.
Are you on the typical text a lot during
games? I mean, sometimes. I'm not shy to say something if I see something. So I think now when it's a complete new line with Blake as the center as well, I think we're going to need to talk a lot more.
Obviously don't know how long Brian's going to be out, but what are you guys going to miss from him? He was playing at a pretty high level since he came back from his concussion.
He was. He brings that experience. He brings the, you know, he's a great two-way centerman who reads the game really well in all three zones and makes some nice passes and scores some goals. So he's a great player, great guy on and off the ice, and a guy that's been here since I came here. So we're gonna miss him, but we also need to find a way to bounce back tomorrow, even when that's without him.